I intend to use my new freedom as a passport to explore its hidden mysteries. Tracing the outlines of the original Roman settlement, the city is a small local authority that has vastly more wealth and power than any other borough in the UK. I'm hoping to get my hands on the levers of power at Tower Bridge, that symbol of London that allowed trading ships into the heart of the city. The city is the throbbing heart of world finance, and at its centre, the Bank of England. On the ground floor, there may be marbled halls, but in the basement, the emphasis is not on show, but security. I'm waiting to meet the chief cashier, Chris Salmon. This is like a wholesale warehouse, ready to supply the retailers, in this case the high street banks, when necessary. And this is just one of the rooms full of cash. There's apparently over £20 billion in these vaults. In the city of London, the square mile that is the financial district, thrusting new towers jostle with the most ancient of strange rituals. And I feel a bit like an anthropologist landing in a foreign country. The Lord Mayor is in office for just a year. The job is unpaid, and the Mayor and his family traditionally move into the flat at the top of the mansion house. It's about as grand a shop to live above as you can get. The Old Bailey, a stone's throw away, is where he would sit. In fact, the Lord Mayor's judicial powers are not used, but the corporation own and run the place. The man who has all the keys here is Charles Henty, the under-sheriff, an officer of the City of London Corporation.
This day is probably the grimmest.
Underneath the present-day courts, there used to be the infamous Newgate Prison.
Where your last night may well be spent here at the Bailey, although we stopped executing publicly in 1868, yeah. And 1902 from inside, and then we stopped. The condemned man or persons would be in here, last rites given, and then usually they would be then taken out this way.
So, incarcerated here was everyone from Dick Turpin to Casanova. Now it's the 50 people on trial today.
What is this?
This is what we call Dead Man's Wall.
Hello.
Stephen.
I'm Caroline.
On Lower Thames Street, I've now got an appointment with museum curator Caroline MacDonald.
Why have you bidden me here?
Because I'm going to tell you what's in room 101.
Whoa!
Got the keys, are you ready to come in?
Absolutely. It's the most mysterious.
Caroline has obtained special permission for me to descend to a site close to the river.
We're now right under the road, are we?
We're now, yes, we are right.
Oh!
What we're looking at is a Roman house with a bathhouse in its kind of forecourt. So, yes, in this basement of a 1970s office block, here is an absolute treasure. The house here was built sometime in the 2nd century, and the bathhouse is an addition in the 3rd century. London only exists, the city today only exists, because of that kind of DNA that the Romans put down for us 2,000 years ago.
At the centre of Londinium stood an impressive amphitheatre on the site of the present Guildhall. Today, I'm sure some people would want to see a few bankers thrown to the lions. The city's boundaries follow the shape of the Roman wall built to protect Londinium and its 30,000 inhabitants. Today, 400,000 people work in the city, but only 8,000 actually live here.